Today is Tuesday, the 13th of May, in the fourth week of Easter. The University of Johannesburg Choir sing a setting of Psalm 42. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Take a moment to imagine all the possible different voices or events that might clamour for your attention in the day to come. Allow the day to unfold before you, picking out the events that are most likely to occur. Now choose the event or voice that stands out the most. It may be the most challenging, or exciting, or mundane. Whatever stands out for you. And now, picture Christ being there ahead of you, waiting for you. Imagine the scene unfolding with Christ being present. And now listen to these verses of the reading again.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
As you see Christ there, ahead of you, waiting for you, what does he look like? Is he frowning? Smiling? What does he do? What does he have to say to you? Thank you. and what do you want to say to him? Whatever that is, say it now. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.